This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of a friend. Is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up on me. I'm no stranger to the rain. I can spot bad weather, and I'm good at finding shelter in a downpour. I've been sacrificed by brother, crucified by lovers, but through it all, I've withstood the pain. I'm no stranger to the rain, but when I get that foggy feeling, what I'm feeling now, if I don't keep my head, I may drown. But it's hard to keep believing, I'll even come out even, while the rain beats a hole in the ground. And tonight it's really coming down. I'm no stranger to the rain, but there'll always be tomorrow, and I'll beg, steal, or borrow a little sunshine. And I'll put this cloud behind me, that's how the man designed me, ride the wind and dance in the world. I'm no stranger to the rain.
In warning people. I believe caring about people builds a better civilization. So just like when Trump won, people stood there at the inauguration and went, no! Ah! And we go to these events, it's like they're toddlers.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
What a great honor to be able to introduce for the first time ever anywhere the 40...
And by the way, I'm not defending minorities, just a virtue signal. Most of the leadership of this weird mental illness are weird white kids of weird hippie parents. And they're just creating this totally race-based thing where they say you're this horrible thing, so they're going to yell and scream at you. The left is crazy. I was at Whole Foods yesterday. My wife wanted me to go shopping with her. I don't tell her where to shop. She shops all over. She tries not to buy from Amazon or, you know, from other globalist groups that base those on. It's like Whole Foods. She wanted some particular food there. And so we go there. It's right by our house, too. And, like, twice, dudes would walk over while I'm pushing the cart and swing their face in, like, an inch and say, like, you're a danger to America. I'm going left. One guy said, you're a danger to America, I'm going left, and then stomped away with his wife or his girlfriend. I'm like, okay, whatever that means. And then another guy, while I'm literally buying my daughter a stuffed animal, because up at the front they had some stuffed animals, he walks over and he goes, hope you're proud of what you've done. Hope you're proud. But we're ashamed of you. Like that. I'm like, okay, well, you're a mental patient. But they didn't dump coffee on my head. They didn't scream it. They were money.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we're blasting out on hundreds of radio stations and hundreds of TV stations and at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, but not on Facebook, Twitter, all those other platforms that we officially try to put stuff out. We're blocked. And since then, they're going after Franklin Graham. They're kicking Gavin McInnes off. They're kicking thousands of prominent people off ahead of attempts to remove not just President Trump, but all other nationalist leaders around the world. Because globally, wherever you have free open elections, wherever you have a free press, the globalists are losing. So they're moving with censorship. They're moving with bullying, economic warfare, as you've seen, them trying to plunge the stock market. It's crazy. The world is in a new type of economic war, with big mega corporations waging war against the nation states and the individuals. And most of the time, the big corporations are unified in their war against the nation states and individuals for vertical integration. Anti-prosperity, anti-true progressivism, not the liberal progressivism like cancer, but true renaissance, that conflicts with the globalist goal of domination. But the globalists aren't monolithic. They compete with each other. And Trump is now bringing competition back in with the Chi-Coms and the EU and others, and it is upsetting them really, really big time. We'll talk about that more coming up at the bottom of the hour, because our next guest has traveled all over the world. Now, I don't like getting him on the show because he's a four-time world champion kickboxer. I mean, I don't even really follow sports, but I know who he is. I'm getting him on because I was just telling the producers last week, I said, you know, we have all these great guests on once. We get busy and we forget. I said, we have a great guest on. I want to print out the image of their picture, their name, and hang it on the wall in the office and down the hall, because we have so many great guests that are great. So now they've done it, and his picture's up there. And then right on time, Paul Watson texted me a few days ago. He goes, hey, this guy's good. Why is he not on? I'm like, you're absolutely right. I had this guy on one time. Was blown away by how smart he is, and then said, let's get him all the time, and we all just forget, and a year goes by like 10 seconds. So Andrew Tate is joining us. Interesting that he's a big champion, bare knuckles boxer, all that. I'm not going to start a fight with him, but what I really like is his brain. Andrew is an American-British kickboxer from Chicago, Illinois, who competes in the cruiserweight and heavyweight divisions. He's three-time ISKA kickboxing world champion and Infusion Live champion. He is the son of the late chess master Emory Tate and also commentator for Real Extreme Fighting, the largest MMA promotion in Romania, where it's just bigger than the NFL. In 2016, Tate competed on the 17th season of the British version of the Dutch reality show Big Brother. YouTube, Tate Speech, Twitter, Tate Speech, and Instagram, Cobra Tate, at Cobra Tate, and Tate, SHINKAI.net. So he joins us for the hour, and I said, what do you want to come on about? Because he's a smart guy. And he said, well, whatever you want to cover. But first off, we should get into the attack on, quote, masculinity, toxic masculinity, the attack on the family, and all the other, the Islamification, you know, that's happening everywhere, and what that's about and why the feminist would embrace that, I see, as the only form of toxic masculinity that's basically religious-run or state-run. It's just a fact. It's a group that will not assimilate. It will make us assimilate. It's like the Borg. You will assimilate. Resistance is futile. So, Andrew, great to have you on and here in 2019.
Absolutely. It's been a long time, sir. It's been a long time. It's good to be here.
That's a cool place you're in. That looks like a major chick magnet.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm trying to behave myself. But, I'm out here in Romania at the moment, which is pretty much...
The women ain't bad looking in Romania.
They're not bad. No, they're not bad. Eastern Europe is very ideologically different from Western Europe. Romania is far more likened to Poland or Slovakia or Hungary. So I was unhappy with Western Europe, and I decided to move out to the east. So here I am.
What's crazy is to find Western culture, you've got to go to the east now.
Well, this is the most crazy thing. The craziest thing about Eastern Europe, the reason there's such a big cultural divide, is they tried socialism less than 20 years ago. Socialism's been tried, and within living memory has failed. And everyone knows how much better their life is under capitalism. As well as that, they're extremely nationalistic. In Romania, for example, 99% of people are Romanian. They're not open to the idea of having their culture diluted by people from anywhere else. They want a strong border around their country. They don't agree to Schengen. You can drive from England through France, through Belgium, into Germany. As soon as you get to Romania, there's a nice big border check. They're not letting anyone in without checking who they are. They don't accept migrants and refugees. So they're completely different from the West. And it's very interesting, the European Union, obviously they've joined it and they're taking a whole ton of money from Germany, but at the same time, they're completely resisting the important legislation in regards to preserving their country. So I respect them for that. And it's really refreshing. I mean, the Christmas market here in Romania last month is right next to a main road. It has no walls, no barriers, no armed police, and there's no threat of violence, and nobody dies.
But flesh that out for folks that aren't in Europe. They've had to build these so-called freedom barriers all over Germany, Sweden, France, because you have any gathering, especially a Christian gathering, there will be men in trucks running people over, screaming Allah Akbar and the Caliphate, but none of it has anything to do with Islam.
Well, this is the absolutely most crazy thing, because I was discussing this with somebody and I said, look, if it's nothing to do with Islam, my question is as follows. I'm not saying every Muslim is a terrorist. I'm saying that every terrorist is a Muslim. So there must be some degree of link there.
Yeah.
The fact that the book says we should all be killed must have something to do with it. That's the first thing. The second thing is, if Trump's wall is such a bad idea, why are we building walls around our own Christmas markets to prevent ourselves from being mowed down? Terrorists have moved on from bombs and things which are hard to acquire. They now kill you with a knife from a kitchen drawer or a truck. It's impossible to police these things. So now we have to build a wall around any type of gathering. Every single street in London, these barriers along both sides. You're no longer safe to walk down a pavement, and we're building more wall than ever. However, when Trump says build a wall, all of a sudden that's a bad idea. You're supposed to let them in first, then try and wall yourself off from the danger, which is absolutely insane on every level.
Well, you're on fire like last time. Why the hell's it been a year since this guy was on? Talking about toxic masculinity, the globalists are a bunch of hyper-aggressive dominant males. They put women in as their front groups. Clearly, any time a culture gets conquered, they kill all the males. This attack on males, even it's in the WikiLeaks, it's in the university documents. To build their new world order, their new utopia, they must remove the role of the male from society. And men need to understand this, and women need to get this, that there's no separation between men and women. We are the damn species.
Absolutely. And what happens is when you destroy the males is there's no warriors left. This is the reality. The men do the fighting. Men are the warriors. So it's only when things really hit the fan, when things get at their absolute worst and chaos ensues, you need big, strong men who are going to be capable of resisting absolute conquering. And that's why they intend to destroy us. And they intend to destroy us through a slow, deliberate programming of just ensuring that anything we like, which is overtly masculine, anything that allows us to indulge in a masculine fashion, is seen as absolutely evil in every way.
Anything that builds our masculine power, and because that's what's rewarding, it's what women want, it's what we want. Anything that's fulfilling must be removed.
Absolutely, because if you're not fulfilled, what do you have left? The only thing you have left is mindless consumerism. If you're not fulfilled and you can't get a girlfriend and you're miserable within yourself with a low testosterone level, all that's left is sitting, finding a way to try and make some money and spending it all on Amazon.com. All it does is make you a little slave to the dollar so you can spend as much as possible and just earn money in a cycle of nothing. And you don't care about your country. You're not patriotic. You don't care about anyone but yourself. You just become a selfish consumer slave. There's nothing left to you. That's exactly what they want. They don't want big, strong men who free think. We're not good for the system because we can't be controlled, and we have the ability to resist the system.
Well, let's take it. I mean, look, the DMT LSD addicts and the San Francisco cult that run this country now, they are all chicken neck drug addicts in their own homosexual cult. And I'm not against them because they're gay, but the fact is they see men like us who actually, you know, are operating on the regular programming as an enemy to them. They think we make them weak by our very existence, and so they want to eradicate us. We'll be right back. Stay with us. There's a lot more to it. We'll be right back.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, it's not debated that they have huge op-eds. I covered one last week that was in the Washington Post about we have to end masculinity. Men are bad. They're going to cause war. But, oh, the Chi-Coms, though, if you teach that over there, they execute you. But it's in the West. We must do this to demoralize everyone. Well, now this just broke. It's on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. It's on the left-hand side of GrudgeReport.com. ABC News. Marine Corps integrates male and female platoons during boot camp for the first time. In almost any restaurant I go to now in Austin, you go walk in the bathroom, and there's women in there. And, you know, I guess I'm a crude guy. I'm like, okay, screw it. And I go over and start, you know, right in front of these women, but then their kids are in there. And I tell you, it happened to me in Omaha and in Austin the last 2 weeks. And I walked out and just pissed in the parking lot, I'll be honest. No, I didn't know. I'm not going to lie. The point is that I'm not going in a bathroom with little girls, man. But remember what Cuomo said, though, 2 years ago? He said, we're going to let adult transgendered men who think they're females be in showers with your middle school daughters or you're bigoted. And if your daughter sees a man's genitals and isn't offended, she's a bigot. So, see, pedophilia is mainlined now where, well, he identifies as a woman. So this is their main attack. And I'm glad that Andrew Tate, a four-time world champion kickboxer, one of the main hosts of one of the top MMAs in the world, not afraid to come on this show. He wanted to get into this first and foremost. And I want to be clear. A lot of guys get intimidated by, you know, somebody that's a world champion kickboxer. They think, oh, well, that's a Superman. Or they get intimidated, you know, by somebody else because they've got a big radio show. To me, male prowess means being a leader and doing what's right and working hard and standing up for your family. You could be a little skinny guy. You could be a big giant guy. It's about what's in your heart and your mind and not being a follower and standing up and be willing to fight, whether it's economic, political, physical. It's whatever you got to do when you know it's the right thing to do, you execute. What is your definition of masculinity and good masculinity?
I think you nailed it absolutely there. You nailed it on the fact that In the human condition, when society collapses, when everything falls apart and there's a hurricane, you need men. What's insane to me is they say, if you look at the reasons they say masculinity is toxic, I would love for them to be saying this when big, strong men are risking their lives going into a burning building to save people. All the things they say about how we are more likely to take risks because of our testosterone, the fact that we value strength over empathy, all these things they say are toxic, yet at the absolute reality of the human language, that's what you're going to need. You're going to need a big, strong man, and you're going to need a man who's going to be afraid, but is going to do it anyway. And this is the reality of being a man. It's about, I'm afraid to do such a thing, but I'm going to do it because I'm a man, and it's my role to do so. When you try to remove masculinity, all you're doing is saying, well, you can just act out your feelings. If someone breaks into your house and you're afraid to do anything about it, don't worry. Just let them come and kill everyone in the house. Just sit upstairs and cry about it. And maybe you can go to a little safe space later. As a man, you don't believe in such things. You believe in the reality of the world, in an action and reaction. And sometimes when you're afraid, you have to do the right thing anyway. And this is the reality of the male condition.
And let's expand on that. They're building, they admit, a world free of humans, where we're obsolete, where the robots are there, where everything's crap, where not just men are obsolete, but women, the whole species. And this is the whole push by the technocracy, because they're threatened by the ethos of manhood, of womanhood, and this ancient journey we have together. They're so scared of it.
Absolutely. There's the two things they fear most in the world. One of them is, like you said, the sacred relationship between men and women. This is why they try and attack it every single from every single angle. I have nothing against gay people. I just don't see why being gay is promoted and seen as better than being a heterosexual.
Oh, yeah, it's like some new form of royalty.
Absolutely. Like, why does Ellen get a bravery medal for having sex with a girl, and a Navy SEAL has to get shot at to get the same medal? Like, it's insane to me. Like, on what level are these the same events? How are these the same levels of bravery and courageousness? Obama gave Ellen a bravery award. And I was sitting there thinking, what has she done that's brave? I can name you right now, Alex. Everyone in my phone's had sex with a girl at some point. Where's our bravery medals? I don't understand how you can compare it to a Navy SEAL. So they're promoting it as it's above heterosexuality, which is insane because only heterosexuality produces something. You're only going to produce a child out of love with heterosexuality. Homosexuality doesn't lead anywhere. It's just a hedonistic spiral.
And let's expand on that. And that's a fact. Highest rates of suicide. It's not that we're like, oh, two dudes, we can't, it's so cool or so avant-garde, we can't handle it. It's that highest levels of suicide, highest levels of being alone, and then they blame everyone outside of that culture for the fact that they're so unhappy.
Absolutely. It's criminal. And they want to come along and say, oh, no, I'm happy because I'm persecuted. On what level are you genuinely persecuted for being gay in the West? You can be on TV. You can be famous. You can be open about it. Maybe you'll meet the odd psycho now and then. But I guarantee people like you and me run into more idiots than an openly gay person ever would. So there's nothing to do with a culture being against it. It's insane. On every level, it's insane. And I don't understand why they're trying to promote it as a lifestyle choice which is superior to a heterosexual family. It's because they want to destroy the family. And the second thing that they're afraid of is patriotism. Because when you're patriotic, you care about something other than yourself. You care about where you're from. You care about other people like you. You care about the people of the
same
nation.
And when other people like that get together, it's powerful.
Absolutely. So what they want to do is destroy patriotism and say, you shouldn't be patriotic. We're all the same. Everyone on the planet's the same. And we're all going to be in one place, and everyone's the same.
And let's be clear, though, they're getting rid of our identity because it's us who have our own country, our own ideas that join together that gives us real culture, a real tribe, a real group that transcends race or color. It is the nation that actually unifies us.
Well, absolutely. And this is how they attack culture, you see. They attack culture by attempting to promote culture. They say if we let in everyone from everywhere, there'll be more culture. But that is a lie, because culture can only be detected through nuance. You can only detect culture through separation. You can tell the difference between the American culture and the Mexican culture because they're different and they're separate. If you let in everyone from everywhere, like mixing around all your food on the plate into one big goo, you don't taste any of the individual flavors. You're left with a goo in the middle. Nobody knows what's what, and you can't taste the cultures. So they're trying to destroy culture by just putting so much in the pot, you can't even detect who's what anymore.
And exactly. It's like taking 100 different beers, wines, and alcohols and putting them together and turning it into this bubbling green piss and telling us this is culture. No. What it is a nightmare.
Absolutely. And they're like, oh, so we have all the cultures now. You can taste them all. And you say, I can taste nothing. I cannot taste one individual wine. I cannot taste one individual beer. We're left here with just this absolute mess. And this is how they attempt to attack patriotism on every level, because what they want you to be is selfish. If you're selfish, you will accept globalism. The reason we reject it so much is because we care about other people like us. We care about our lineage. We care about our families. But if they destroy patriotism, you don't care about the country you're in.
You just said it, brother. We respect our ancestors and the strives they made to get us here, just as we will be ancestors one day. We respect people's independence and their right to be their own culture or not, instead of being forced to do this. So I'm going to ask, when we come back to him, how do we challenge that? How do we fight the globalists? How do we get victory? Then we'll look at Trump and what's happening with the whole globalist operation and so much more with Andrew Tate, who's even more on fire than last time. I want this guy on all the time, anytime he wants to come on.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress.
with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
For the globalists, their arrogance is now dissolved in desperation. Now we face the counterattack.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Andrew Tate is a smart cookie, and he's got a lot of courage. That's why he's been attacked, demonized, lied about. So he doesn't even get into lies they told about him. I've gone and looked into it. It's all pure crap, just like me. And you shouldn't take it as a bad thing when you're on the cover of newspapers and magazines, like the cover of the New York Times monthly magazine or weekly magazine, or the cover of Texas Monthly. Just the last few days, I've been on the New York Times cover. I've been on the Texas Monthly, a bunch of lies about me. And family calls up and says, my God, I'm at the grocery store, and you're on the cover of the magazine with all this. How are you doing? And I'm like, I'm doing damn great. Why do you think I'm on the cover of the magazine? Because they're scared. So there's all these ideologies out there, but my ideology is common sense and history and man and women and a future. And that's Andrew Tate's ideology, I think. So moving into other issues, but putting a footnote on this, I know this, and I've looked it up. It's funny how you know something, later you actually read a globalist even admitting it, exactly what you already knew they were doing, that they're afraid of men and women and everybody having rites of passage, archetypal rites that they now have scientifically proven epigenetically open up instincts and things in us and experiences that bring things out in us. They want us to have trauma and then give into it and be weak for the rest of our lives. Instead of having trauma, I look back on my life, and I'm not a guy that's into masochism. I don't like pain, but the worst traumas in my life because I overcame them are what made me who I am. And then I see the whole world's designed to keep you out of those traumas, create false traumas that are only psychological, and then basically imprison you in those traumas. And so all the studies know that Prozac makes you commit suicide. So they changed the name of it 100 times. But then hiking every day and lifting weights and going and helping people at a soup kitchen, they don't know why, but when you go help people, it's the most, because we're designed to do it. Do what you're designed to do, and they're battling that. They're trying to force us to not be who we are. Do you agree with that? And where does Andrew Tate, 4-time world champion kickboxer, think this whole thing's going, and how do we stop it?
Well, absolutely, because what happens is when you're depressed and when you're sad enough is it's the ultimate form of selfishness. I've said this recently. I said, I don't care how bad my life goes. I don't care how sad I become. If I have a wife and I have children, I'm not going to kill myself because I have a duty to fulfill on the planet. So it doesn't matter how I feel because I'm a man and I have things to do. But what they try and do is they try and teach you that you must collapse to every single trial and tribulation in your life, and that it's okay to be weak, and that it's okay to give in, it's okay to cry. Because the further they push you down that rabbit hole, the more selfish you become. And when you're selfish and self-obsessed and self-centered, you have no time to focus on anything else, like how they're destroying us globally, how the terrible politics of a country, how they're destroying patriotism, how they're destroying our culture, how everything that's important you're distracted by because you feel sad and you don't know I'm sad today and all I can think of is I can't see outside of myself. It's the ultimate selfishness, and they're trying to promote selfishness for the same reason they're trying to destroy patriotism. They want every single person to be self-obsessed, consumerist, who cares about nothing other than just spending money on Amazon.com. That's all they're interested in. They don't care about anything else. It's insanity.
If Andrew Tate was a preacher at a church, I'd go every Sunday. Andrew, it's all Veritas, because just as men, nothing special, just innate programming, why do you think we have resisted the programming when so many other men, even who play golf and act masculine, they don't engage in standing up to it, which is the real sign of a fake man?
Yep.
How do we get them to activate? Because I know a lot of really smart, powerful men, and they bow to these little weird nerds. And I'm not putting nerds down, but it does seem to be these little weird nerds that crave power, and then other men just grovel to them and try to serve them. I mean, do you agree with that? A, B, I mean, elaborate on it. What do we do about that?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that inside of every man, there is a instinct to be territorial. I think this is something that is a man's job. It's been a man's job since the dawn of time. Territory needed protecting. Things needed protecting. And this was the male way. I think the problem is that a lot of these men have lost sight of what they should be protecting. So they still feel like they're protecting, like they feel like they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, don't protect the Porsche and how big your job is. Protect your kids and your wife and your culture and your damn ideology.
Exactly right. So they're sitting there thinking, I'm doing the right thing as a man. I'm sticking up for this. I'm sticking up for that. You're sticking up for everything that's not important. It doesn't matter. What matters most is your lineage.
And if you stick up for what's right, the dumb Porsches and jet airplanes come. Civilization's built on men not backing down.
Yep, absolutely. Every single great civilization is built on exactly that. And the most scary thing is, if you ask someone to name a civilization from history that didn't have a warrior class, you can't. Because the second you get rid of a warrior class, the civilization and its history is annihilated. And we're now living in a modern time. America has more time than Western Europe, I can assure you. Western Europe has no warrior class left.
They kill us at will. They invade on boats. No one does anything. And we stand there, and everyone just praises their
lives. Something left in America. Eastern Europe's on fire awakening. Russia's awakened on fire. And you've got Europe collapse in the middle. Why did Europe collapse? Because they fought the most wars? Well, I mean, what happened to them?
This is a really interesting question. I think it's a combination of things. The fact that Germany's in charge of everything, and Germany has a hangover, it has a guilt hangover from the Second World War. What is frustrating about this is I had a great-grandfather who died to protect Europe from being under German control. And here we are, 70 or 80 years later, with Germany in absolute control of Europe. So that was think of all those brave men and everything they went through, and it was absolutely a waste of time, and that upsets me on a personally.
And by the way, if you talk to Hollywood, it's come out even in leftist publications, they're pissed at the masculinity of Russia and the fact that they're embracing the family and rejecting the leftist, where, you know, Bernie Sanders used to vacation. Your view on Russia and why the globalists are so upset with it?
They're upset with it because Russia is a country that understands they have no problem in being openly nationalist. If you go to Moscow, they will have apartments, let's say for apartments, you can rent apartments. I've been there, and some of the apartments say, we only rent to Russians. We only speak Russian. We only rent to Russian. They're openly divisionist. They're openly like, this is our country. It's our rules. This is how we play by the rules. If you don't like it, get out.
And they're exercising power, which they don't want people doing.
Absolutely. They won't collapse. You cannot go to Russia and tell them how to be. This is the problem with, is I don't have a problem with Muslims specifically. I have a problem with Islam.
But they don't let us into their countries. This is
exactly
a group that does not let you in, and then we're supposed to spread our freaking legs behind our ears. BS, man.
Absolutely. The mayor of London is a Muslim. When will the mayor of Riyadh in Saudi Arabia be a white Christian? Never. It will never happen. So why is this unfair exchange in the name of liberalism happen, where we think we can hand away our positions of power under some kind of deluded, they'll be nicer to us if we give our power away, with no reciprocation, no reciprocation whatsoever. And we think this is leading anything otherwhere. This is only leading to destruction. It cannot lead anywhere else. When you remove yourself from the positions of power and you're governed over by a group of people who give zero.
So how do we stop advocating our power and giving it away? What do people do?
Well, this is it. America, and he is far from perfect, but it's still a blessing that you got that we have Trump. He's the best we could hope for. He's far from perfect.
America still has some territorialism and some killer instinct.
Absolutely. You can still go to an American on the street and say, we need to build the wall, and there'll be Americans who say, yes, we do, this is America. Whereas in London, you cannot find an English person who believes they need anything more but then more unchecked, undocumented migrants. Regardless of the fact that stabbing has gone through the roof, regardless of the terrorist attacks,
passion attacks,
regardless of everything you can name,
child London grooming,
it's insane. And it doesn't matter how big a man you are, when five men come with a knife at once by surprise, the game's over.
Andrew Tate, four-time world champion kickboxer, is on fire. And I'll say his greatest exploit is his oratory. We got to get this guy on more, man.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's in the textbook. They want to end the family.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, let me tell you, Andrew Tate, if he wants to be a radio talk show host, would be at the top. He's a smart cookie, and he's got his own videos he does all over the Internet. So let's spend a few minutes talking about you. Then I'm going to do a plug here because I've been asking most of the questions here. But Andrew Tate, how do we find all the stuff you're doing for our listeners?
Yes, so I have a YouTube channel. It's the only place I haven't yet been deplatformed. I was deplatformed on Twitter. I was deplatformed on Facebook. I was deplatformed basically everywhere else. My YouTube still survives, which is youtube.com/TateSpeech, which is there. And then I have my own personal website, which is TateShinkai.net. You can see it there at the top. If I ever lose to YouTube, it'll be on TateShinkai.net that you can find me. I suffer exactly like you, Alex. People seem to think everything we say is wrong, but are afraid to debate with us, which is quite a convenient correlation between the two events. There's nobody on this earth I'm afraid to debate with. I don't care what ideas you have. I'm open to discussion because I know that what I say is right. The reason they're trying to silence us so badly is because they cannot intelligently argue with us. So I suffer from exactly the same situation as you. I've lost my presence in many, many ways. I've been deplatformed, and it's very difficult for me to get my message out there, and that's what's so great about your show.
And they're sending a message to all the other people that are cucks. I mean, Howard Stern has said I should be taken off the air. Old friends, you know, have gone along with it, like Joe Rogan, because they're afraid of being deplatformed themselves. And it's not like I needed them to stand up for me. I needed them to stand up for themselves. So I'm not just trying, like in Hollywood, to climb higher. I mean, yeah. I don't want to get into inside baseball because it's off-record discussions, but I've been offered, obviously we have a big operation that brings a lot of money.
Yeah.
But we've been offered a lot of money to sell out.
Of course.
And I see these other people, they're not even selling out for money. They're just afraid of the newspaper attacking them. I mean, these guys are real cucks. They act so damn tough all the time.
Absolutely, but they're afraid to be disliked. They're afraid to be disliked. I can't say that. Someone may not like what I say. Well, the reality is as real as it gets. If you don't like reality, that's your problem. That's not my problem. It's my job to deliver the reality. If I'm going to tell you the truth. If you can't handle the truth, you need to go look in the mirror and have your discussion. You don't need to come and talk to me about it. Because there are certain things which are so evident, so factually based, the fact that they're still being denied is literally on the level of...
Yeah, like there's two genders. So, Andrew, let me ask you this question. The fact that they've got to censor everybody from you to myself to Gavin McGinnis to... they're trying to take... they've cut him down to 1 hour starting next week. People that are pro-Trump, like Michael Savage, the fact that they're doing all this, that's not a symbol that they're strong. The fact that they've had to do that shows they're weak, and people ought to get, wow, whatever it is they're trying to shut up, that must be the kryptonite. Don't people get that? People are like, how are you handling it? How are you taking it? How am I taking it, being in hundreds of articles a day, and all my enemies saying I'm the worst person ever? That's where I want to be. I mean, they don't get these fundamentals.
Absolutely, because if what we were saying wasn't true and had no relevance, they wouldn't want to shut us up. They just let us say it. It's the fact that we say it and we explain it in a way that makes people wake up. And that's the last thing they need, is people awake and aware of the realities of life. Like you said, two genders that cannot be disputed on any type of intelligent level. It's insanity to try and say anything otherwise. Same thing with rape statistics in Western Europe. The more refugees that come in, the higher the rape statistic. It shoots through the roof. I'm talking about 5,000-6,000% increases. Where are you going to deny? How can you deny numbers? People are so deranged, they try and deny that a higher number is a higher value than a lower number. Well, it doesn't matter if it's gone up 7,000%, because how can that not matter? That's the level of programming some people are under. It's absolutely insane. And people like you and I will wake them up to this. And they're afraid. And they're afraid because what we say is true. So they deplatform us to absolutely every possibility. It's ridiculous.
And let's expand on that. I don't want to speak for you, but I speak for myself. These people don't have historical instincts. They don't understand that at a gut level, I need to fight censorship. But at an intellectual level, I go, wait, if we all give into this, there's always more, more, more they're going to want until we're absolute slaves. I have to fundamentally do this. The West is all about free speech. So I think we've got a history. I think I got a chance of winning. But even if I don't, I got to do it. And then people sit back and go, like I'm a sociopath like them, and go, well, he could win or he could fail. Don't they get that I believe in them? But when they all get this sociopath attitude, we collapse into Guatemala or North Korea. I just don't. Again, we have a shortage of men, and they're all acting like candy asses trying to virtue signal to everybody. And it's got to stop. It's got to stop.
Absolutely, it has to stop. And we live in a society now where a lot of people's sanity is open for sale. It's up for sale. If you want to work for a big company, you better shut up. If you want to have a Facebook and a Twitter, you better shut up. If you want to have this, that, whatever, you better shut up. Everyone's selling their sanity down the river. Sensible people who know there's only two genders are starting to say otherwise just to try and survive because they're not man enough to stand up to the oppression.
And if you'll put up with that crazy-ass thing, you'll do anything. It's like saying gravity doesn't exist.
What's next? And this is exactly it. What's next? How far will it go? It's gone so far in Western Europe now. The things I've said to you about Islam, I would be arrested for. I would go to jail for what I've said so far in this show. I can't even talk. You can't even tweet. You can't even say what you think in Western Europe, because you will go to jail for it. This is the future for America. If they don't put things, if they don't resist, you're going to end up like England, where the police will not catch any more than 30% of the murderers who stab people to death, yet they will turn up at your door within an hour for a tweet which they deem hateful. And hateful is such a subjective term. Who decides what hateful is?
Oh, Franklin Graham got taken off Facebook for dehumanizing, and it was an article about how great the family was. These godless, devil-worshipping San Franciscan tech giants are so angry that they divorced humanity that they want to snuff it out. They're like blind men that don't want the light. It's insane. No, we exist. We're real. We love who we are. We love being men and women being women. We love our children. We love the natural order of things. And so, sorry, we're not going to bow to you. And I believe they have reaped the whirlwind. I believe, from everything I've seen, that they have set off a major chain reaction.
Certainly in Eastern Europe, which I can speak for because I've lived in West, I've lived in the East. Eastern Europe is far more awakened than the Western Europe. Hungary, Poland, Slovakia, Romania, they are extremely aware of what's happened in Western Europe.
Oh, we can see the web numbers out of Eastern Europe. They're off the chart for InfoWars.
Oh, absolutely. If you go to Poland and you try one fraction of the garbage that goes down in London, it will not survive.
Well, let's be clear. I know some folks, they will kill you. They won't be on the news either. You're just dead.
Absolutely. There's no way you're going to run around killing their children with bombs and running over their wives with trucks and then going to the mosque the next day and nobody do anything about it. These people stand up for themselves. This is the difference between Eastern Europe and Western Europe. I don't know if you're aware of this, but a couple days ago, a Romanian security guard was stabbed to death in London. He's a guy from Bucharest, from the city I'm currently in, and he was stabbed to death. He was killed by the son of an Islamic hate preacher, Amru Hamza's son. Amru Hamza used to walk around London preaching that anyone who's not a Muslim should die. He was allowed to stay in the country. He's there under protection from the police with tax money. His son wanted to go into some kind of sex party or something. I'm not advocating it, but his son tried to run into this party with his Muslim friends and kill everyone inside, and the Romanian security guard prevented them from going inside and got stabbed to death. Here in Romania, this is national news. In England, no one even mentions it because there's so many stabbings.
Well, let's be clear. Poland hasn't had one Islamic terror attack.
Not one. And when people call the Polish racist, they say, you don't care about refugees. The Polish accepted 2 million Christian Ukrainian refugees during the
Crimea. Let's expand on that. We know Romania and Hungary and Poland stopped over 100 Islamic invasions. So it's in their DNA. They know an invasion when they see it. They've been overrun by the Soviet Union previously, and they're done.
Absolutely. They fought the Ottoman Empire since as long as the history books will go back. They were the border that resisted this for so long. And now they're refusing to assimilate on any level. And if you cannot say that Poland doesn't care about refugees, because they accept Christian white refugees, they accept refugees.
And by the way, we won't accept Pakistani refugees that have fatwas to kill them out of Pakistan. Women who are Christian are not allowed into England because Theresa May says it's hateful. We're going to go to break, do 5 more minutes with you. You're on fire. Andrew, I told him last time we were on a year ago, get this, as much as you want to come on any of the shows. David Knight, I know, wants to get you on. I know that Owen Schroyer wants to get you on. Anytime you want to come on, brother, InfoWars is here for you and all the great work you're doing. I tell you, Andrew Tate is on fire. Didn't plug this whole hour. I got a plug. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, T-shirts, books, films. We've got WashingtonsReserve.com. That's non-THC, CBD, highest quality oil out there with all the great health attributes it's got. WashingtonsReserve.com. Whatever you do, support us. We'll keep fighting. We'll be right back. Third hour. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the